a cause. I wore this shirt today, our service branch, when we want people to serve at church in the community, it's called I Serve. And I think everybody should take that mantle on to serve. It's inconvenient, but it has its benefits when you learn to serve. Fellas, if I can charge all the fathers in here, we are the servants wherever we go. We are to charge to make sure everything's good wherever we go. So I want to charge every person in this room, serve. Look at your neighbor and say, serve. Serving creates a tipping point in that it starts a revolution in your life and in the world around you. Serving and honor go hand in hand. When you serve people, you free them up to do what it is you're called to do. If you're married in this place, I think you guys should outserve, try to outserve each other. I want to outserve Barbara. She tries to outserve me. We try to do it that way because here's the thing. Selfishness is the sabotage of any relationship. And when you're selfish, you don't serve anyone but yourself. Everything has an end, and it's you. And I want to challenge you today to serve. Here's the thing about serving. We're going to ask you to serve at church. They're going to ask you to serve wherever you go. Serving is extremely inconvenient, but it's worth it. You know what I found out that I love this week? I went down to our property, and I saw a church bus down there. And I have no idea why I love church buses until I thought about it. I love church buses because my daddy used to drive this green church bus growing up. And I would get on the church bus, and he would go through the housing projects and pick up kids. I don't know if the parents knew where the kids were going, and they would just pile on the bus. And we would make these little sacks with oatmeal cream pies, and we'd put, like, little lollipops and all kinds of stuff. And I'd eat half of them before they made it to the bag. And we would that was just a part of our life. Daddy was like, where are we going to go today? We helping this person move. They ain't going to pay us? No. They ain't going to give us no KFC chicken? No. We just going to help them move. I'm like, again? But it breaks something inside of you when you learn to serve. And I want to challenge you this week for the rest of your life to go do something and serve somebody else. It is in my nature to serve. I was outside in the parking lot, and I was shaking somebody's hand. When I walked in here, they saw me get in the pulpit. They said, I didn't know you were the pastor. Most pastors ain't out there in the parking lot. They got 10 people around them. I'm like, I can defend myself. You all right? And I was like, I don't have a vestibule. Y'all walk in, this right there. I want to speak to as many people as I can. My job as a leader is not to be grand. It's to serve. And if you are a leader in here, it's not to walk around and people put rose petals and you just this grand pooba. It is, you are the chief servant. You're called to serve. A servant's job helps make the people around them better. And I feel like that's my call, it is to serve. And I want to look at the life of David. And I want to look at David's life from the time he was appointed to be king, went back to the field, to the time he fought Goliath. And I got various scriptures. You guys can just follow me here on the screen. I don't have the scripture that goes with this, but I'll tell you about it. You get discovered serving. We have a culture of people chasing the limelight. But if you serve, the light will find you. David's father, a guy named Samuel, went to a guy's house named of Jesse, and he had sons. And he said, God told him, he said, the king is in Jesse's house. And he went there, and he said, whoever the oil pulls over, he had this vessel of oil, is the king. He went, and it poured over none of the sons. But he said, Jesse, do you have another son? He said, yeah, dude, there's some boy out there in the field. He's tending the sheep. You ain't even want him. I ain't even invite him to the party. He walked in dirty, smelling like sheep dung, just all kind of stuff. And when he walked in, the oil started to flow. Yes, sir. You will be found in your place of serving. You all right in here? The Bible says this. He told him this, Samuel, while man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. We create this external image, and we look good, but I want you to be good. You are at your best when you learn how to serve, and you will be discovered when you learn how to serve. Tell your neighbor that. You'll be discovered when you learn how to serve. You know what I love about God? Nobody can take your ministry but you. Nobody can ever take your place. What God has for you, it is for you. God knows where you are. God is not mistaken. God, you left me out here. God ain't left you out there. He knows exactly where you are. And when God gets ready to find you, he will come right where you are and move you to the place where he wants you to be. And watch this. If God makes no mistake, where I am is assigned by God. And where I am is just as good as anywhere God will ever take me because it's my assignment. Here's the next thing about serving. When you are serving, you'll walk into opportunities that others are chasing. Walk into them, Sam. 1 Samuel 17 and 17 says this. Then Jesse said to his son David, he said, take now your brothers an ephah of this dried grain and these 10 loaves and run to your brothers at the camp. Then as he talked with them, there was a champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines. And he spoke according to the same words. And watch this. So David heard them. David was not going to fight Goliath. David was going to take his brother's bread. Think about this. Goliath was not David's giant. I'll let that sit there for a moment. When you hear this preach, most of us here, you can take out your giant of fear. You can take out your giant of anger. You can take out your giant of depression. And you can, but that's not what David woke up to do. David woke up and said, I'm going to obey my father. I'm going to take my brother some bread and this little meal. And while he was there, his purpose stood up. While he was there, that champion in him stood up. While he was there, something said, you're going to let this uncircumcised Philistine torment you? Some of you are trying to defeat giants, and I want to tell you, instead of focusing on your giant, focus on your area of service. And when you focus on your area of service, anything that gets in the way of you serving, you will defeat in the name of somebody. Say, Jesus. Here's what David found. He found strength on the inside of him that he did not know existed. He didn't wake up and say, I'm going to defeat a giant. He woke up to serve. When you serve on your assignment, victory is a promise over whatever you face. The third thing is this, you will encounter mess. Somebody say mess. Yes. But you won't quit your assignment because your assignment is greater than your mess. Watch what happened when David said he's going to feed Goliath, 1 Samuel 17:28. Now Eliab, his older brother, heard when he spoke to the men. David had inquired, what's going to happen to whoever defeats this giant? And Eliab's anger was aroused against David. This is his brother. You know how brothers do with each other. You ain't going to defeat this giant. He said, why did you come down here? Anybody have your parents make you just take your little brother everywhere you go? And they show up like, you trying to keep me out of trouble. Like, I got to take you today? I can't ever get away from you. He said, why you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? You know your place. He accused David. He said, I know your pride. And the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see this battle. You just came here to be nosy. Mess. Somebody say mess. When you are serving, you will encounter mess because people are human. We make mistakes. We say dumb stuff. How many of y'all said dumb stuff before? I know I don't have a bunch of perfect people in here. We mistake. We see things that aren't that shouldn't be there. And many of us, watch this, when we encounter mess, instead of finishing our assignment, we quit. And at the end of the day, we're frustrated. The Bible says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when desire comes, it's a tree of life. And many of us are frustrated because we quit stuff because we let people talk us out of something that God talked us into. And at the end of the day, when you and your dreams, I don't want to look myself in the mirror and say, why did you quit, Jason? I quit because they hurt my feelings. I quit because they were messy down there. And Satan will tell you all the reasons why you should quit. But when you know your assignment, you'll look mess in the face and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Look at your neighbor and say, don't you quit. The next thing about serving is this. You will find your calling and passion while you are serving, not before you serve. Say this again. You'll find your calling and your passion while you are serving, not before you serve. Many of us are waiting, God, I'm going to discover all my spiritual gifts. I'm going to discover everything you call me to do, and then I'm going to go serve. It works the opposite because God, he calls unqualified people. And in the middle of serving, God qualifies you. The Bible says whom he calls, he qualifies. So in the middle of your serving, you will discover things about yourself. 1 Samuel 17:26 says this. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him saying, what shall be done for this man who kills the Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And David said in verse 29, what have I done now? He's talking to his brother Eliab. I skipped down a few scriptures. He said, is there not a cause? David was serving a cause, and the cause was bigger than him. Somebody has to take up a mantle that others are scared to do. Somebody's got to do what others think is not important. Somebody has to do what others are looking over. I want you to hear me when I say this. The burden that you embrace often reveals the calling that you're supposed to embrace. The burden, let me say this, that you feel often reveals the calling you are supposed to embrace. My last slide, if you look back at it, it was not worded correctly. And some of you, it tore your nerves up to see that he didn't get the word because right. He didn't even have the grammar right. That is your calling to be an editor. You ever notice? Watch this. Let me tell you, married people in here. Barbara will walk in the house. Did you not see those socks? No. Did you not see that receipt laying on the floor? Yeah. Did you not notice that the cup's been in the sink for 2 days? Yeah. It does not burden me. They will get washed when they get washed. That's her calling to organize. I just go along to make her happy. What does grind my gears, what does bother me, I don't like not being on time. If it starts at 10, I need to be there at 9:30. I'm allergic to being broke. I don't like being broke. I don't like knowing how things are not going to get paid. It injustice bothers me. It bullies bother me, emotional bullies, people who use their personality against other people. That stuff bothers me. It don't bother a lot of people. All of us have to find our burden, and we find it while we are serving. How did I find the burden of knowing that I love time? Because I sit in church services for 3 hours, and we just sit there, and I don't even know what we were doing half the time. And I'm sitting here thinking, I could have cut this down an hour and a half. She could have shouted 15 minutes ago, because that's what they're waiting on. I could have solved this problem right there. He could have summed his sermon up in 10 minutes. This is all he was trying to say. I found my burden while serving. If you're not careful, your burden will make you seem like a rebel, and it will make you seem like an outcast, and it will make you seem like you don't fit. But the reality is that's your call. Yes, sir. So when you feel your burden, don't put it on somebody else. Own it. I've been trying to own it. I see my socks, and I'm like, I'll get you later. Oh, Barbara said, I'm on my way home. I'll get them up then. Everybody has, it's not an excuse for me to be messy, but I'm saying everybody has a burden. And you'll find it while you serve. Here's the next thing is this. You'll receive boldness and courage, and you'll comfort others while you serve. 1 Samuel 17:31, this is David. He's talking to everybody who's scared of Goliath. He said this. Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Talking about Goliath. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. He says, listen, don't let anybody's heart fail. He said, it's going to be all right. God got me, and I'm going to handle this Philistine right here. When you are serving, there's an extra cup of boldness that comes over you. By nature, I am introverted. By nature, I shy back. By nature, I fall back. But when I am serving, something comes over me. By nature, I don't just speak to people like that in the parking lot. But when I'm called to serve, it stands up. We were leaving this. We were in Antioch, and we were leaving this beauty shop, and there was this man out there, and he had this lady by the neck, and Barbara's all into domestic violence, and she said, no, don't you do that. I said, Lord Jesus, I can't have Barbara going over here trying to break up a fight. So I ran over to the car, and I grabbed the man, and I grabbed him. I said, man, you can't grab this woman by the neck. He had her keys in one hand and the neck in his neck in the other hand, and I said, man, you can't do this. He said, her little girl stole from my store, and I ain't giving her keys back until she give me the stuff back. I said, but grabbing her by the neck, go call the police. And I had to grab pride of man's hand off her neck, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm breaking up a fight. These folks may have a gun. She looked like she got about 3 boyfriends going to come shoot this place up. I said, oh, her baby daddy's going to come. She had a bunch of kids in there. And I'm sitting here thinking, Jason, what in the world are you doing? But my first instinct was to protect my family. When you are serving, there is boldness that will come over you, and you'll be like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but since I'm out here, God, you got my back. You don't have to worry about fear. You don't have to worry about anything. Let somebody mess with your baby. Let somebody mess with your family. The most shy person will turn into whatever they need to turn into, because boldness comes over you when you serve. Watch this. When you serve, you take ownership. You take stake in what you're doing. You care about what happens. And you're going to comfort the people around you. That's what I love about people who lead. I'm not just fathers, mothers, everybody who, when things are going tough, say, don't worry about this. We got this. And you know how to go to your father and say, God, I don't know how this is going to work. Let me tell you something. Let me show you how God showed me this. And it was a tough season for us financially. And we were living in Nashville. And Barbara walked in and said, my check engine light is on. There's something wrong with the garage door and something else. And I at that moment, because it was tight, I said, God, not another thing. And why is she putting this on me? Yeah. I said, she's strong enough to do everything else. Why is she putting this on me? And God said, Jason, she went to her head as the head of the house. Now you go to yours. Here's what I was going to do. Well, you do everything else. Why don't you do this? Y'all looking at me strange in here. But she said, Jason, he said, she came to the right place. Now you go to the right place. When you're called to serve, there is a boldness and a courage that comes over you that says, as for me and my house, and I'm not no male chauvinist or nothing like that, but we're going to serve the Lord. Yes. Father, you called me here, so you're going to make sure every bill is paid. You're going to make sure we don't miss a meal. You're going to make sure every broke thing is fixed. I went to my Father, and my Father, which is in heaven, took care of us. It takes boldness to stand in the face of frustration and say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Here's what else happens. You will discover the delivering power of God when you serve. 1 Samuel 37, some of you know what I'm talking about. 1 Samuel 17, 37 says, moreover, David said, he's talking to Saul, and he's talking to him about defeating Goliath. He said, the Lord that delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, when he was fighting, when he was tending sheep, a lion and a bear came to attack the sheep. And the Bible said David killed them. He said, the same God delivered me from the lion. The same God delivered me from the bear. He will deliver us out of the hand of the Philistine. How many know that God has a proven track record with you? How many of you seen God do some stuff that you just blew your mind? And here's the truth. Most of us have prayed about some stuff we never told anybody about. And God has got us out of some messes that you won't even testify about. You just say, God, this is going to be between me and you. And God has delivered you, that same God that got you out of that. I don't know about you, but God has proven himself to me. I've done some dumb stuff. Anybody done some dumb stuff? Lord, I worked for this. Dusty, I worked for this construction company when I was in college, and I had to load all the sheetrock up, and they came and took it off, and I had to load all the wood up. And they said, I always check the wood for spray paint cans. Well, I said, if that one in there, he'd just be in there today. That was the day I set that wood on fire, and the spray paint can shot out of the fire, and it was on fire, exploded. And it hadn't rained in a while. It caught the grass on fire. And the grass was right by this other construction and this forest. I said, Lord, I'm about to set this whole forest. Where is Smokey the Bear? Where's all these people we learned about in school? I'm about to set this whole place on fire. I can't call Daddy. I know he can put the transmission in my car, but I don't know if he can build all these houses again. I said, Jesus. They said, call on Jesus. I kid you not. I found, Brother Ron, I found a styrofoam cup in a mud puddle. You gonna think I'm playing? I dipped that cup in that puddle and I threw it on the fire and I said, that didn't work. I went back to that puddle. It's like God became that well y'all sung about. It wasn't that much water down there, but it was enough to put that fire out. And when I get in trouble now, I say, God, you the same God of a styrofoam cup and a mud puddle. If you can put out the fire, you can handle this right now. Do I got anybody in here that said he's delivered me before? He's proven himself and he can do it right now. I'm talking to some people in here who know how to serve. And when you serve, you know that God has your back. Y'all right in here. Y'all sit down. Somebody say he's a mighty God. He's a deliverer. He's a sustainer. He's a way out of no way. He's a bridge over troubled water. He's a friend that'll never let you down. He's my savior. He's my king. I got a couple more and I'm through. When you serve, you will discover gifts that you didn't know you had. 1 Samuel 17, 38 says this. It said, so Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on him. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened the sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I can't even walk in these. I hadn't tested them. So it ain't for me. So David took them off. Watch this. It wasn't for him then. Because if you study David's life, at one point in his life, he did wear armor. He did wear a sword. The point was not people trying to make you become something you're not. It's trying to take something you're not ready for yet. Can I talk to all the single people in here? Don't let nobody rush you into marriage. Don't let anybody rush you into buying a house. Don't let anybody rush you into something that you're not ready for yet. The whole point of this, David said, I'm not ready for this yet, but I do got something that I'm ready for. David said to Saul, I can't walk in thee. I'm not tested. Verse 40 said, then he took his staff in his hand. I don't use this. And he chose himself five smooth stones from a brook. Some of y'all are country in here. What do you do with smooth stones by a brook? You skip them. You throw them on water. David probably out there skipping rocks. He probably, some of y'all from the hood, y'all throw rocks and hit cars and hit people in the head. I wish you would run for me. And you're the main rock thrower in your neighborhood, just getting everybody out. That's what he was doing. He put them in his shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew nigh to the Philistine. Here's what will happen when you serve. You'll discover gifts that you have. David discovered, here's the thing about David. He wasn't a fighter. He was a leader. And he said, if I got to fight as a leader, that's what I'm going to do. If I got to sweep the floor as a leader, that's what I'm going to do. If I got to clean the bathroom as a leader, that's what I'm going to do. If I got to cook as a leader. He didn't just pride in, I'm a fighter. I can take out giants. No, the giant is in my way of serving. He discovered a gift that he had. David also discovered that he was a worshiper. Because while nobody was around, David had this little heart. And David was singing. He would write songs. You know, a lot of the psalms that we sing and we write about, David was writing them in the field with his sheep when nobody was paying attention to him. Just David and his God. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are the strength of my life. Out there with nobody around, he learned that he could worship. So now when he's in the king's house, the Bible said there was an evil spirit on Saul, and he called for David, and David played his harp so that the evil spirit relieved off of Saul. That wasn't the first time he done prayed the devil off. That wasn't the first time he done worshiped the devil off. You learn your gifts while you were serving. Personally, I discovered through serving. I would get on people's nerves. I would get on Darius's and people's nerves and say, can you design this? And Darius, so I think he sent me a little sly message. Said, here's a site that you can play with. I learned that I could create. I designed this. I don't spell all my words right, but I can design it. You will be surprised what you can do. People quit because I don't understand. I don't know that. Let somebody tell you, we're going to be giving $1,000 away at a gas station on Church Street. You will knock on every gas station's door until you figure out who it is. But we quit when things are not as simple as we want them to be. But when there's a drive inside of you, when you know that there's something great inside of you, you will discover gifts you didn't know you had. You didn't know you could solve half the problems you could solve. You didn't know you could pray all night. You didn't know you could fix something until something happened and you didn't have the money to fix it. Things come out of you when you learn how to serve. I didn't think I love people, but I don't always like people. By nature, it's just not that anything's wrong with people. It's not them, it's me. I can be a little socially awkward. I have to think of what am I going to say. When I walk up to people, all right, Jason, I've said some dumb stuff. They're like, what? I'm like, no, come on, Jason, get yourself together. But God, you need to help me, Sam. But here's the reality is, you will discover your gifts when you serve. That I figured out people ain't half bad. Y'all look at your neighbor and say, you all right. I discovered I'm a likable person. I discovered I can connect with people. I can sell stuff. Why? Because I was willing to fail at serving. You'll discover many things when you learn how to serve. Here's another thing. You'll win big victory serving. David went up to Goliath and he defeated him. The fact that David was not preparing for the giant he defeated while he was serving ought to send us a great message. Here's the message that I want to send you. God will use what you have to defeat whatever's in front of you. He showed David, you don't need a sword right now. You don't need this coat of armor. You need five smooth stones, and you ain't going to use but one of them. You're going to use your experience in the field. You're going to use your relationship with me. The thing the Lord spoke to me, he said, Jason, you're going to use everything you got right now to get everything you'll ever have in life. I want to tell somebody in here, you have enough and you are enough, and you're going to win big victories when you learn how to serve right where you are. God, when I get more time, I'll serve. Are you serving with the time that you have right now? God, I will tithe when I start making $200,000 a year. Can you tithe with the $10,000 you make right now? God said, serve right where you are. It's inconvenient, but when you do it, you're going to win big victories in the name of Jesus. Two more things and I'm through. You're going to inspire others while you serve. On the screen, 1 Samuel 17:52. It says, now when the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistine as far as the entrance of the valley to the gates of Ekron, and they wounded and the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road to Sherem, even as far as Gath and Ekron. Thank God for cities like Shelbyville, Murfreesboro, Bellbuckle that you can pronounce. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistine and Winchester, and they plundered their tents. When you serve, you're going to inspire others to serve. Elijah, I'm hoping that you and your brother and all these people here, when you see guys like Sam, when you see strong men like Ron Malone, Kerry, all these people in here who just worship and serve God, that it inspires you. It's all right to lift my hands. It's all right to cry. I ain't got to go behind no bush and wait and get in the car by myself. If I want to cry, it's all right to laugh. I ain't got to look to my side and see if it's okay for me to do it. If I want to shout, I'll shout. God's been good to me. When you serve, it's all right to be a good dude. It's all right to see people and smile at them, shake their hand, ask them how they're doing. I ain't got to mean mug everybody. I ain't got to walk around looking hard like I want to fight every day. I can walk around just like a good dude, just shaking hands and just smiling at people. How you doing today? I'm doing very good myself. It's going to get you a long way. Here's why. A closed fist never gets shook. You may fight with it. You don't want to live your whole life fighting. When you inspire others, be a good dude. You see another dude, he's just sitting there looking all hard, just hug him. He's going to sit there like a little kid, don't be picked up, but hug him. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm serving. I'm making the place better where I am right now. The last thing is this, and I'm through. I should have ended on a hooping point where we could have ran around or something. you may can run off this, but serving brings promotion. As a result of being in the field, as a result of being overlooked by his dad, sent back to the field, as a result of taking his brother's lunch, as a result of beating Goliath, in the 1 Samuel chapter 18, it picks up and says this, and it came to pass when he made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit, that's Saul's son, with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him go no more home to his father's house. The place that you're overlooked, if you just keep serving, God's going to find you. But honestly, you ought to get to a point and say, if nobody ever called my name, if I never see my name in lights, if I never visit the Taj Mahal, if I never do the canals of Venice, Italy, as long as he knows my name, promotion from him is enough. At the end of my life, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of God. I'm living to hear him say, well done. If I never get it down here, if your son never say, thank you for them $150 pair of Jordans, long as he says, well done. If they never notice all the stuff you do, it don't matter, long as he say, well done. Because my blessings do not come from man. My promotion, my blessing, my peace comes from God. Can you just stand? I feel like worshiping God here for a moment.